Hey, are you a high achiever who struggles with perfectionism? Do you get stuck in the cycle of overthinking? Do you do everything for everyone else because you think otherwise it won't get done? Do you feel like you should come with a disclaimer? Hi, I'm anxious. Hey, I'm Katie. Full disclosure, I'm not a therapist, doctor, or mental health professional. I'm just a career mama who also struggles with anxiety. For me, anxiety reared its head at the most inconvenient times, when I wanted to be present with my family, at those high-pressure business meetings, when I was laying in bed awake at night worrying instead of sleeping. I just wanted to relax and be able to have fun, and I know that you do too. What if you found tools to manage your anxiety? What if you knew how to enjoy life even though you are anxious? Look, it's time to put down that third cup of coffee and swap it for some lemon water. We're going to get control over anxiety so it can stop controlling you. Let's go, girl. Sweet anxious high achievers, welcome to the High I'm Anxious podcast. I'm so glad that you joined me. This episode is part two of a two-part episode about knowing when to slow down for anxious high achievers. If you didn't listen to the first episode, episode number 80, go back and listen to that one quickly and then come back here, because what I'm going to offer you today are some solutions that you can implement pretty quickly when you've identified that it's time for you to slow down or to take a break. And I think that it is important for you to keep these top of mind at all times, because I think that as anxious high achievers, we tend to hit the point of burnout, breakdown, no return pretty gosh darn quickly. So I want you to have these solutions available for you in your anxiety toolkit to access whenever is necessary for you. If you've noticed all of the sudden you are ready to slow down or take a break, I want you to have these tools available to you. So I'm going to talk about three things today, and I would encourage you to write them down, test one or two of them out, and have a sticky note or some reminder available for you in a place where you look frequently, so that when that time comes for you, you're prepared. And these might sound overly simple, but I don't want you to brush them off, because I think that they are just so crucial for you to attempt if you're at that point where you're needing to slow down or take a break. And number one is saying no. I know that as an anxious high achiever, you probably don't say no very often. Actually, I take that back. You probably say no to yourself too often and not no to others or demands outside of yourself often enough. And I struggle with this one mightily. But I think that it's really important for you to practice saying no. And one thing that I would suggest to you to prepare to do this is sit down and prioritize. What are your top three priorities right now? Maybe today, this week, this month, in general, in life, what are your priorities? And then anything outside of those priorities, when you get to that point where you need a break or a rest, gets a no, even if it's important to you. Maybe you've decided that this week, your spouse, kids, and getting 15 minutes of exercise per day are your top three priorities. And if something comes up for you and you're identifying it's time for you to say no because you've promised yourself you're going to slow down or take a break, you're going to say no to something that comes up that is outside of those things. And maybe it's something that you want to do. Maybe your neighbor asks you to help them with a yard project. Or maybe a colleague says, hey, I haven't had lunch with you in a while. I want to go out to lunch with you. But that's the time that you've planned your 15 minutes of exercise. So you're going to need to be prepared to say no. And I think it would really help for you to be keeping in mind what your priorities are for the relevant time frame, season, day, etc., so that you can say no to the things that are tempting, sound good, etc., that are really items that you need to be saying no to because they are not a top priority, and you've committed to yourself that you're going to keep your priorities the priorities. So that's number one, saying no. Number two, I would encourage you to disconnect. And this one is so hard as an anxious high achiever, especially if you are working or you're a parent or both of those things. It is really hard to disconnect. You can't just shut off your phone, because what if the school calls about your child? Or you can't just shut down your email because you need your email to do work. But I think that you can come up with some ways to disconnect that still get you what you need. Maybe, for example, past 8 p.m., you're not on your personal device. This is something that I have tried to do. I don't always succeed at it, but the days that I have, I feel much better and I sleep much better. I try to not be on my device past 8 p.m., but if I want entertainment to read, etc., I'll pick up an actual hard copy paper book to read. Or a new tool that I've been testing out recently is not checking email first thing in the day, doing it a little bit later in the day. So pushing off checking emails until maybe 10. I know that if I open my emails, I'm gonna look at what has come in recently. And so, despite my best efforts to disregard those newer items and just move on to maybe what's on the priority list that I already know about, I don't necessarily have that kind of self-control. So experiment with ways that you can disconnect, especially from digital consumption, in order to give yourself a little reset or break. So that's number two. And then third, I want you to schedule breaks. And I know this one is going to make you cringe. And I admittedly am really, really terrible about this, but I'm trying to be better about it. And I've found that one thing that I do that helps me a little bit with it is schedule a break with some sort of commitment to it, which kind of sounds counterintuitive, but that has helped me keep my breaks to myself. So schedule a lunch break with your spouse because you don't get to spend much time with them and commit to, hey, Thursday, we're going to have a lunch date. And that way, when lunchtime rolls around, you're less likely to just eat at your desk and keep working or skip lunch altogether. You're actually going to go take your break and enjoy your time with this other person. Or another way that you could do this is schedule a walking break with a office colleague. Just say, hey, at 3 o'clock, let's meet on the front steps and let's go for a quick 10-minute walk for a break. That way, if that person is waiting for you, you know you're way less likely to cancel that walking break than if you would just simply tell yourself, oh, at three, I'm going to take a break and go for a walk by myself. So that was number three, scheduling breaks for yourself. So again, number one, when you know it's time to slow down or take a break, here's a tool for you that is saying no. Number two, I want you to disconnect, and that might take some practice for you. Disconnect from electronic devices and social media, etc. And number three, I want you to actually schedule and take breaks for yourself, however that looks for you. That's all I have for you today, sweet high achievers. I hope that this was helpful for you. If you would like to talk more about this or have an accountability partner, if you're not already a member of my free Facebook group, I hope that you'll come join. The link to join is in the show notes. It's an incredible community full of high achieving women just like you who would love to support you, cheer you on, offer you thoughts, advice, just a listening ear, or maybe a little fun GIF emoji to cheer you on and encourage you. I would love to have you there. Again, the link to join is in the show notes. Thanks so much for spending time with me today. I appreciate you, and I can't wait to talk with you next week. Take care. Hey, friend, thanks for being here. Did today's episode help you feel more in control of your anxiety? Did it inspire you to rest or relax? Or maybe it challenged you to really look at why anxiety is a part of your life? If so, I'd love to hear from you. If you would take 30 seconds, pause this episode, scroll down in Apple Podcasts, and leave me a review, I would be so grateful. See you next week. Disclaimer, I am not a medical professional, and this podcast is not providing therapy or medical treatment. Contents of the podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult your healthcare provider with your health questions and concerns.